WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest Nick Anderson is a syndicated editorial cartoonist based at the Louisville Courier-Journal. Earlier this month, he won the Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning. Are there mistakes that you made when you started out as an editorial cartoonist, things you were naive about, you know, that you've subsequently learned not to do?
Nothing really strikes me as naive. I would say that I've put a lot more time into the artwork the past few years than I did in my first, you know, 5 or 6 years at the Courier-Journal, because I kind of remembered why I got into this. I used to spend most of my day trying to think of the perfect idea, and I'd get frustrated because I couldn't, and I ended up throwing together a drawing at the last minute, and it wouldn't be particularly attractive or compelling. I think a compelling image really does help draw the reader in, and it enhances the impact of the editorial intent of the cartoon. And I've really put a lot more time and effort into the drawings the past few years, and it's actually, I've enjoyed the job a lot more because of that. I'm having a lot more fun with the execution and not just the creating. And you know, ironically, I think the ideas have also gotten better because I'm having more fun.
Yeah, one thing I want to say about your drawing style is that, you know, some editorial cartoons, it's just a kind of like outline sketch of the characters and the desk. And with yours, like, things are shaded or colored in. Mm-hmm. There's variation in black and white and gray tones. And I mean, it's much more like a finished drawing than a lot of editorial cartoons.
Now, are you looking at color or black and white?
I'm looking at black and white.
Okay. It may be noteworthy that we've gotten color presses this year, which has invigorated my drawing style.
Oh.
And I'm doing all of these in color. I do a line drawing the way I have always done, and then I scan it into the computer, and I use a program called Painter, made by a company called Corel, that is just an amazing program, and it simulates the look of natural media, like watercolors and things like that. And I spend about 2 hours a day just in the color, and that actually, I think, can sometimes enhance the editorial impact of a cartoon. I didn't think it would at first, but I've not only enjoyed the artwork more, but can I bring up another cartoon as an example?
Sure.
It was another one in the Pulitzer package. It's "What's Wrong with This Picture" is the caption. And in one frame, the first frame, it's a soldier trying to up-armor his Humvee, and it's all shot up, and it's obviously not in very good shape. And in the next panel, it's obviously back in the United States, and there's a guy saying, "Look what I bought with my tax cut," and he's driving a bright new yellow Humvee with a "Support Our Troops" bumper sticker on it. And the color in this cartoon really enhances the editorial impact, because in the first panel you have this dusty, hot colors, oranges and yellows, and then the second panel I use sort of children's book colors, blue and yellow and green.
I'm surprised that you have color on your editorial page.
It's pretty unusual, and we did just get new presses, and they're state-of-the-art, and their color reproduction is incredible. There aren't many opportunities for cartoonists to use color in their daily papers. You know, the internet gives them the opportunity to use color if they wish, but it's nice to work in color every day.
Maybe this is naive. I also think it's interesting that instead of like drawing in the colors, that you tune that up with a software program.
Mm-hmm. And it is very similar to using real media, though. I have a tablet that in a electronic pen, and it's pressure sensitive, so I look at the screen and I'm drawing on a tablet, and I'm drawing and I'm painting with the tablet.
Oh,
so I'm not using a mouse. It's very intuitive, and it's similar to using real media, except that if you make a mistake, you can just undo it. So it's actually better. And I use watercolors, and I can do a command that makes the watercolor dry, or I can keep it wet and have the colors bleed into one another, or I can command it to dry, which you can't do. It would be impossible for me to do this with real watercolor because I wouldn't have time.
So tell us a story of how you found out that you won the Pulitzer.
Well, the finalists had been leaked out, and about 5 weeks before the Pulitzers were announced, the finalists had been leaked out. It's a two-stage process. There's a first jury that weeds it down to three people, and then the Pulitzer board picks from those three generally. And I had seen the finalist list, and I was not on it because there was a mistake by the leaker, and they said the Lexington cartoonist rather than the Louisville cartoonist. So the entire time, my friend in Lexington, who has won it before, fortunately, had taken all the anxiety of wondering whether he was going to be the winner or not, and I had no idea. And the day that they had made the announcements of who won, I hadn't even bothered to check the website to see who had won, because I figured I wasn't a factor, and I figured it was actually going to be Gary Trudeau, who most people expected was going to win this year. And then my editor's assistant starts screaming for me at around 3:15, screaming for me to get my behind down to his office, and she doesn't stop screaming, so I figure I've either done something really good or really bad. And I walked very slowly down to his office. I've never heard her scream that way, so I didn't know what was going on, but it made me a little nervous. And I got into his office, and he greeted me as the next Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist. And I must have looked stunned, because he grabbed me by the shoulder and pulled me to his computer to show me.
Is there any cartoon you would like to leave us with?
Yeah, I would like to talk about another one. And this one is I drew after George Bush gave George Tenet the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and I just thought that was outrageous. This is a guy who apparently told Bush that the WMDs in Iraq were a slam dunk, and he's getting rewarded for this. He's getting an award for this. So I actually did a cartoon that was a reference, obscure reference for most people, to a Robert Minor cartoon. It's a World War I cartoon where a German soldier is saying, "At last, the perfect soldier," and it's a huge, muscular soldier without a head. I thought that was a pretty good metaphor here. I have Bush saying, "At last, a perfect employee," and he's got the medal, and he's about to hang it around the neck of a guy without a head, and it's labeled blind loyalty, because I felt like he was rewarding Tenet for loyalty, not for performance.
Reaction to the cartoon?
Similar, you know, un-American, how dare you, that kind of thing. I get a lot of reaction that tells me I'm un-American. That's been a pretty recurring theme since September 11th. And you just have to ignore that, because dissent, there's nothing more American than dissent, in my opinion.
Well, Nick Anderson, congratulations again on your Pulitzer, and thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Talking with us.
Thanks.
Nick Anderson is the editorial cartoonist for the Louisville Courier-Journal. You can see some of his Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoons on our website, freshair.com.